In a 7-page document, Mozambique presidential candidate Venancio Mondlane laid out his conditions for participating in a meeting proposed by President Filipe Nyusi. Among his demands, Mondlane requests that the legal proceedings against him be dropped and that his participation be virtual. He also wants the release of all those arrested as part of the violent protest that he had called for and guarantees of political and legal security for the actors and players in the dialogue. Among the items on the agenda, Mondlane proposed 20 points, including re-establishment of the electoral truth and criminal and civil liability for what he says are those involved in falsifying the electoral process. The document was delivered by Dinesh Tivani, a representative of the Podemos party, which backed Mondlane in the presidential race. Tivani revealed some of the contents of the letter,
para nós, a verdade eleitoral é exatamente como o engenheiro Venâncio disse,
saying that the electoral truth was exactly what Venâncio himself said. Votes are not negotiated, they are counted. Mondlane also demanded that certain institutions and individuals participate in the talks. Political analyst Dercio Alfazema said Mondlane accepted Nyusi's invitation, but the conditions showed otherwise.
Então, se depender de Venâncio Mondlane, ele não vai participar deste encontro.
He said that if it were up to Mondlane, he would not participate in this meeting. And depending on that, the meeting could be held with other candidates or not take place at all. And it will be very difficult for all who are worried and want a solution to this problem. Alfazema added, we all believe that the best way out of this problem is dialogue. Preliminary results showed the Frelimo candidate, Daniel Chapo, won the presidential with 71%, and Mondlane, who ran as an independent, came second with 20%. A political and social crisis marked by fraud allegations and disputed results has engulfed Mozambique since the October 9th elections. Mozambique immediately fell into a climate of uncertainty that has affected daily life and the economy. At least 6 people have died in protests, and several regions of Mozambique have seen blockades, looting, riots, and violence, with emphasis on border areas and economic centers. Charles Mangwiro, VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.